Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Thursday morning. Fire officials say a man who was pulled from a house fire in Andover has died.
Andover Fire and Rescue Chief Chad Russell said in a news release, the 65-year-old man was rescued from a home in Andover Tuesday night, but died Wednesday. Another person inside the home was able to escape. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Russell says the fire destroyed the home, which is considered to be a total loss. No firefighters were injured during the rescue. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices still holding their own in Kansas, but effects from Hurricane Gordon could change the price at the pump quickly, says Jennifer Hall with AAA.
There might be some adjustment in pricing just sort of ahead of what might be to come. We saw that a little bit last year with Harvey, that the prices kind of went up a little bit because they were preparing for some downtime with that.
Kansas average price Monday was $2.66 a gallon. Prices in Wichita jumped back up to $2.69 yesterday.
One of Republican Chris Kobach's main opponents says that Kobach is not qualified to be Kansas governor because of his tough stance on illegal immigration. Independent candidate Greg Orman said during a candidate forum that Kobach does not understand how the state's agricultural economy relies on immigrant labor. Kobach brushed off the criticism, arguing that states can set policies to discourage illegal immigration.
There have been dozens of interruptions during the first 2 days of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
A lot more disruptions in the hearing. There were more than 50. A lot of arrests. And what happens when you're arrested here is U.S. Capitol Police take you out of the hearing room. They charge you with disruption of Congress. They make you pay a $50 fine. And you're usually processed in just a couple of hours. Now, that doesn't mean you can come right back. If you're kind of a repeat offender, and this is a gray area, what they'll do is they'll actually lock you up, and they might make you appear before a judge.
The protesters have interrupted the proceedings over what they believe to be Kavanaugh's positions on social issues like abortion and health care.
A woman in Missouri sues her child's former school, alleging transgender discrimination.
Natalie Murray is suing the school board and three current and former administrators alleging discrimination against her transgender child. She claims the district denied her child the right to use the boys' restroom and locker rooms at Joplin High School. She claims her teenager was born female but has lived as a male since age 12. The Joplin Globe newspaper reports the student was told to use either the girls' room or the gender-neutral restrooms for faculty, which the suit claims embarrassed and humiliated the student. The school board president says the district doesn't have a specific policy for accommodating transgender students, but its anti-bullying policy covers all students. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A champion college basketball coach says he's hanging up his clipboard and whistle.
In an appearance on ESPN Wednesday morning, Rick Pitino said his coaching career is over.
I'm finished coaching.
You're finished coaching?
I'm finished coaching. This book was closure for a career.
Pitino plugging his new book, and he says that now he's going to just focus on visiting college campuses and talking to basketball teams. Pitino was dismissed by the University of Louisville in October of last year, weeks after being connected to an FBI-led probe into pay-for-play tactics in college basketball, alleging that Pitino conspired with an Adidas executive to pay $100,000 to the family of five-star recruit Brian Bowen to lure him to join the U of L basketball team. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KSL. KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky, some scattered showers from time to time today. Temperatures running well below average with a high just 75. A shower or thunderstorm again tonight, our low 67, and rain chances return again tomorrow afternoon, our high 76. We'll finally see the system move out by Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, cloudy sky, 72 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning and September 6th. Ted, on this date in 1901, President William McKinley was shot and mortally wounded by anarchist Leo Czolgosz at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. McKinley died 8 days later. Czolgosz was executed on October 29th. Of course, the murder of the president, the assassination of McKinley, meant that the vice president, a New York politician by the name of Theodore Roosevelt,
younger man
president.
Named Theodore Roosevelt, took over the presidency.
I understand it. They had to go find him. He was on a mountaintop in Maine doing his usual camping out. And no phones or anything in those days. They had to go up the mountaintop and bring him down. So it was a day or two before Teddy could get back to Washington. That was on this date in 1901. A New York judge says pictures of mice lounging around an anti-rodent device are reason enough to let a lawsuit proceed against a company that sells them.
Okay.
U.S. District Judge William H. Pauley III included three pictures in his written ruling yesterday. He says a trial is necessary to determine if a group of consumers is right when it says the devices are completely ineffective.
Oh, well.
And falsely marketed.
Might have a pretty good case there.
The ruling included pictures which showed mice congregating beneath the device and one crawling up a wall and eventually resting on top of it.
Yeah, just having a little fun.
The device, which plugs into an electrical outlet, is supposed to repel mice, rats, ants, spiders, roaches, and other pests. Hey, the attorney for the people who make it said, yeah, we're standing by our product. We think it works real good.
Oh, well, okay. So we know what happens when you build a better mousetrap. Now we're going to find out what happens when you build a terrible mousetrap.
Now, we have worked in places where we had possible rodent activity.
Really?
And put down little traps. In the old building, we used to do that. Remember
did
that?
We? Okay. I guess
did we ever catch one? I don't think we ever have. And in all my experience over the years, those mouse traps, all of them, none of them work. The mice are too smart. They've seen too many cartoons, and they don't work. The best thing to work, get a cat. That'll do it. You know.
If we exactly. That the method that has worked for centuries.
Yeah, we had an ant problem at our house, and we put a bunch of ant traps out a few years ago. Didn't stop them.
Yeah.
These things, none of them work. As far as I can tell.
Yeah, the comedian Robert Klein always said, you ever see those ads where they bring out the roach traps and whatever, and the roaches all scream and run away? He says, no. He says,
they love it.
He says, I've never seen an animal alive. It doesn't just thrive when you try to capture them or get rid of them.
Okay. Well, diamonds are a Goodwill's best friend. A news release from Goodwill Industries of Central North Carolina says a Greensboro resident recently donated an 18-carat white gold necklace.
Oh.
Featuring 176 diamonds. Appraised at $6,480, the necklace has attracted 10 bids on Goodwill's online auction. Necklace's price rose from $1,650 on August 31st to $5,002 as of yesterday morning. The bids jumped Tuesday as news outlets began to report on the find. They'll probably jump some more now. Goodwill organization plans to funnel the proceeds into its mission, providing free and low-cost job training and placement services. Goodwill does a great job of that stuff. And this is somebody's donated something to be put to good use, I think, when they get it all sold off. All right, a lot going on this weekend.
Got 179 diamonds, but it's only bringing in 6 grand. Must be tiny diamonds.
Yeah, probably little tiny chips or something, I think. Because, diamonds are expensive. All right, we have some news this morning about a good friend of ours who is making a change. We're talking about Britt Fulmer at Gentry Limited. And, of course, you hear Gentry spots from time to time here on KNSS.
Yep.
Britt's been a real good – he's been a loyal advertiser.
Long time,
He's a big Steve and Ted listener. And this is a 53-year-old business, and he's owned it for 42 years.
Yeah, it's been around my entire life.
Yeah, Dan Goldschmidt was the original owner. I think it was downtown, right down near City Hall.
It's a Wichita staple, yeah.
Yeah. And so Britt sold this to a couple of gentlemen named Parker and Grant Mitchell. But Britt's going to stay there and help run the place. Maybe just a transition. But he's 63 years old. He's looking toward something to probably slow down a little bit, make a little change. But Yeah, I hope they don't change anything, you know, but you never know. Maybe they'll do, figure out something to do that Britt hasn't thought of yet. But he's going to be there for a while. But best of luck to him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great deal. These guys, have, like I said, they've been around for just, well, 53 years, forever. And the Gentry Limited people.
Yeah, longtime fixture. And, yeah, like you said, friend of ours.
Yeah. Every time I see him, I said, God, I love that morning show. You guys do a great job. And I'd say, yeah,
well,
thank you, Britt.
Nice to hear. Yeah.
All right. That's all you got to do with us. Just tell us that. And we're
just compliment us. Yeah.
Friends for life.
You know,
yeah.
We immediately wilt and submit.
Yeah. Right. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle had an inside trading session Wednesday and closed negative, while the feeder cattle futures scored new highs for the week and closed mostly positive. Our trading volume was much less yesterday than it was back on Tuesday. We saw lean hog futures trade and close mixed yesterday. December lean hogs had their second highest trade since the 6th of July and also bounced off the contract low that was made less than a month ago by over $12. At the moment, or I should say at the close yesterday, October live cattle were 82 cents lower at 109.05. October feeders down 35 cents at 151.47. And October lean hogs 90 cents higher at 51.97. And trading was mostly negative Wednesday, as was the closes for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Allendale Farmer Survey put out a corn yield yesterday of 177.7 bushels per acre, soybean yield of 52.2 bushels per acre. Both are record or near record yields. Now, next Wednesday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report. Well, trading started a little higher overnight, but has been mostly negative since then. We're looking now at December KC wheat down 2¾ cents at 5.25¼. December corn down a quarter of a penny at 3.65. And November soybeans a penny higher at 8.39. October crude oil 9 cents higher this morning at 68.81. December gold $9.60 higher at $1,210.90. September S&P a half a point higher, 28.88¾. September dollar index 6 cents lower, 95.06, with September Dow Jones futures up 19 points at 25,992. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How much rain do you think you got here in Augusta over the past 24 hours?
We did not really get anything till just about daybreak, sunset last night.
Sunset, and yeah.
Last I had looked, we had over 2.5 inches.
Really?
And it came fairly quick and fairly hard.
Wow. I mean, we didn't have to, at the airport anyway, Eisenhower, we didn't get that much here in Wichita, but I think there were spots because on Riverside, my area, yesterday afternoon had a brief heavy rainfall. I mean, it's so spotty, isn't it? It's just...
It is, and some of those systems, like the one that hit us last night, just sit over you for a while before it moves on. They had one that was west of Emporia yesterday that caused some minor flooding up there, and... Like you said, they're here and they're there, and it looks like we still have a few more days of putting up with it.
Yeah, well, you know, we like the moisture. We've been so dry for so long. It's not kind of nice to have, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, when you get some moisture at this time of the year, especially after going through a dry summer, you kind of appreciate it. But, you know, Steve, we're also coming up on fall harvest, and we kind of need some dry weather to get that completed.
It's always something with you, you know, that, Tom, you're just...
You make me happy.
Yeah, pardon me?
Just can't make me happy.
That's why I kind of feel sorry for your missus, you know.
You know, after this many years, she's kind of got used to it.
She's probably tired of, you know, having to take care of everything around your house, including the lawn, pets, you know, everything. She'd like to have a little help. Maybe you should hire a maid or something. What do you think?
Now you see why I keep her around, don't you?
Yep. It's a good thing she's not up and listening to this.
It, real good. But you know what?
What?
I've got people out there I really can't trust too much because they listen.
Yeah.
They go and tell her what we talk about.
Oh, yeah, they could rat you out. And the next thing you know,
do.
Next thing you know, you're in the old Leffler doghouse there. All right.
Exactly. He gets used a lot, too.
Okay. All right, listen, thank you, sir. It's 6:42, Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, saving on long-term care. That's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.